This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Mexican entrepreneurs are trying to get into the electric car business and do it using Mexican talent and components. They're hoping to revitalize the auto industry in Mexico and make it less dependent on foreign trade. KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau Chief Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
In Puebla, the capital city of a Mexican state with the same name, workers in a small shop are building a prototype of a compact electric car. Leopoldo Ortiz is CEO and founder of LMNTH. The company plans to launch an electric car by 2020, which would cost about $18,000. The car is named Thalia, after Ortiz's daughter.
Lucky name for our car.
Puebla had been the center of Mexico's auto manufacturing for decades. Many Audis and Volkswagens sold in the U.S. were built here. But the state has become less significant in recent years, as other Mexican states have welcomed auto manufacturers. Ortiz wants the Thalia to be designed and built in Puebla from start to finish. Other Mexican electric auto companies like Sakwa are betting on Puebla as well.
Why? Because we have the people and we have the facilities and the resources to make that.
LMNTH is not there yet. The company still needs to import 20% of Thalia's components from China. The auto industry remains the biggest contributor to the state's economy, says Luis González, Innovation and Design Commissioner for Puebla. But he says automation is starting to replace the lower-end auto manufacturing jobs.
I think the number of robots that have been bought in industry has tripled in the last 3 years. So that means that each robot is going to take the place of many people working.
Building cars like the Thalia could help create new well-paid jobs in auto design and engineering as the market grows. Last year, sales of eco-friendly cars made up just over 1% of all vehicles sold in Mexico, according to industry trade groups. And González is concerned that the Mexican government may not provide resources to spur entrepreneurship.
I think the first thing they should do is be very open. You shouldn't block what you don't understand. I think that's the problem.
Nevertheless, he's optimistic that the auto industry can be revived here, even without the government's help. In Puebla, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.